Hello, thank you for your time today. My name is Philip Milstead. I'm here today in opposition against gay pride and advocating that the city of Arlington reject gay pride and not be an advocate for it. So I'm a member of Steadfast Baptist Church. I have been for 7.5 years, but I also grew up Catholic. And growing up Catholic, they also taught that sodomy and homosexuality was a sin. So it's not something just that the Baptists teach or that Steadfast Baptist teaches. This has been a founding doctrine of the Christian faith for a very long time, that sodomy is a sin. It has always been rejected. And so our country has been founded on this faith of the Bible, of the King James Bible that they brought over here to this country. And when they wanted to find rules to establish and have moral guidelines, they picked the Bible. They picked the King James Bible, and in that very Bible, it states that sodomy is a sin, as we've heard earlier today in Leviticus 20:13. So the thing is, if our founding fathers founded our rules and our morals and guidelines on the Bible, how did we get here today in this very room debating the very topic of gay pride? It's the fact that men today have cowered themselves to the wisdom of man, who've been pushed around by wicked ideology and disgusting beliefs that are not Christian. They're anti-Jesus and anti-Bible. So if the Bible is true, which it is, amen, our founding fathers put their faith on that Bible and established our morals. But the thing is that today we don't have that. We have men putting their faith in men. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, it says that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So if your wisdom is not in what the Bible says, it's in man. And man can change. Their thoughts can change. Their beliefs can change. Their hope and what they believe in can change. Their ideology can change. But we should never change. Our wisdom and what we believe should be founded in the Bible. It's all powerful. It's all wise. So we need to get back to putting our belief in the Bible, get back, right, to going to church on Sundays and having pastors that actually preach every word of the Bible from the King James Bible, not cowering to the masses of wicked and vile things, to the baser sort of men in the city. 1 Kings 15, verse 11 through 12 says, "And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made." So Arlington, do you want to be right in the sight of God? Because God never changes, ever. And if you want to be right and have the blessing of God upon you, drive out the sodomites from the land and reject gay pride.
Thank you, sir. No, sir. Have it. No, sir. Have a seat. I'll let you hear.